Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
Listen to me in verse 24. This is a living Bible. Listen to me, Jesus says. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you will have it. It's yours. That's pretty awesome to the church, isn't it? That's only to the church now, the believers. But that's from the King. And then Matthew 21:21, listen to this. Then Jesus told him in Matthew 21:21, truly, if you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this Mount of Olives, move over into the ocean, and it will. You can get anything you ask for in prayer if you believe. That's just a pretty awesome statement from the Lord, isn't it? I mean, do you think he wanted his church to reign with him on the earth? Yes! So why do we not believe these promises? Understanding our legal right to the name of Jesus. You know, that's something, if I had time this afternoon, I'd go into that. But when you get a hold of the fact that Jesus told you in his word, anything you ask the Father in my name will be yours. When you pray, you must ask the Father in my name. Or on earth, you don't even have to ask the Father. You can just take the name of Jesus and you can rebuke sickness and disease in the name of Jesus, and it goes away. Did you know you don't have to pray for healing?
It's already ours.
It's already ours. All you got to do is rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus and command him to leave and say, Lord, thank you, it's done. Now that I've rebuked the devil, he come up on me and tried to make me sick this morning. He put that stopped up head and that scratchy throat. Or they tell me I got a tumor in my side because it's hurting. I'm not going to accept that. In the name of Jesus, I rebuked that devil. I command him to take that tumor out of me. Now, Lord, I'm going to go do what I want to do anyway. And you go. And guess what happens? James 4:7 says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. It's amazing. Now then, it's amazing how much information I had here. I thought I'd get through this in the 3 hours, but it's obvious I didn't. But or 3.5 hours. One other thing here, I want to show you some of these promises. I quoted them earlier, but I want you to see these scriptures. I'll just lay this down and quote these. 1 John 3:8. 1 John 3:8 says, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
Now, folks, if our King came to destroy the works of the devil, you think he failed?
No.
No, and he left us scriptures to confirm it. In Hebrews 2:14, he said, by becoming flesh and blood, he became a partaker of flesh and blood, and by doing this, he destroyed him who had the power of death. That is the devil. So did Jesus destroy the devil? Yes, he did, according to Hebrews 2:14. Then Colossians 2:15, he said that he came and triumphed over the devil, disarmed him completely, totally disarmed him, and defeated him, and triumphed over the devil completely in it, the cross. So if he triumphed over the devil, and he said now in Matthew 28, he said, now, in all power, in verse 18, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Now you go and preach this gospel. In other words, he's handing it off to us and telling us to be his ambassadors, to go and to take his name and preach this gospel and do exactly what this precious young man did when he went and gets somebody's sins confessed and then lays his hands on their knee and says, the Jesus I serve wants to heal you. And bam, the knee is healed. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it's awesome. You love it, don't you? In other words, it makes you very aware that Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
He's there, isn't he, Adam?
He did it.
He's there. So when you realize that, when you'll start doing some things in faith, you'll start fighting the fight of faith, you'll start moving, you'll start taking the name of the Lord, and you'll start standing on these mighty promises. As you go through your Bible and highlight all these mighty promises, you're going to learn who you are in Christ. I'm not a nobody no more. I'm a son of the King of the universe. And where is he?
In me.
In you. He's in us. And then Ephesians 3:20 says, I can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or imagine, according to the power that worketh in you. So where's that power? In us. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
When you begin to get a hold of that, you start going and doing some things and fighting the fight of faith. Did Jesus make it difficult when he said, go out and cast out the devils and lay hands on the sick and they'll get well? Then you walk up to a hospital room, like I've done many times, and taking a man on his deathbed, some of them even comatose, get their wife to confess their sins and lay my hands on them and quote Mark 16:17-18. Mark 16:17-18, Jesus said, and these signs shall follow those that believe. Now that's those that believe. You can be an unbelieving believer or a believing believer. So become a believing believer. Jesus said you can cast out devils in my name. And then you can lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. And when you do it in faith. And when you do it, I've seen people get up off their deathbeds, within some of them almost instantly, and some of them within a matter of days. I've seen people with terminal cancer that was going to die that week be instantly healed and hadn't had a bite to eat in 3 weeks and go out and have a fried shrimp dinner that afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing what happens when the demons leave. But most people in church, like I was all of my life for 40 years in church, I never saw nothing like that. I didn't see nobody walking that kind of stuff. I didn't even know that was available. But when I stepped into this realm, I now realize there's been many a man and woman that's walked in these kind of things. I just didn't know about them. I mean, there's many of them. So, and I praise God for all those people that are believers. Well, praise the Lord. It's 20 minutes to 5. We've gone tapes and see them. In fact, I had a couple call me the other day, said they were evangelists and they retired in their late 50s. And she said, somebody sent us some of your tapes. And she said, we called you a couple of times and you sent us two. He said, well, we'll have 16 of your tapes and about that many of your audio tapes. And she said, my husband and I never go to bed at night without listening to at least 2 hours of your teaching every night. I thought, wow. She said, we are learning lots of things. I thought, Lord, this is awesome. Evangelists that have preached the Word of God all their life and retired, and now they're learning all over again. I just praise the King for the revelation He's given me. I don't care who it is, all of us can continue to learn. But I go to bed with the Word of God every night, and I wake up with it every morning. I wake up praising the King. And I'm telling you, I want the Lord to do greater and mightier things. And what we're going to talk about today, we're going to continue on in the good fight of faith. Last month, or month before last, whenever it was, I forget when it was, but sometime in the future, in the past, I mean, I started to reteach the good fight of faith. The first video was 3.5 hours long, but last month it was 3 hours and 7 minutes long, and we quit at 3 hours and 7 minutes, and I think I got to page 5 out of 20. So I've learned a few things since I taught it 5 years ago. So we're going to continue on in that today. So Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you and worship you for the privilege to come here today on January the 10th, 2004, to teach another healing school to get people healed and delivered from the forces of darkness. Lord, we thank you that you are the healer and that you're in us, and that you've given us all power over the enemy, and we do not have to put up with the enemy, and we do not have to put up with sickness and disease as your children. So Lord, we thank you and praise you that you healed every one of us on the cross 2,000 years ago. And Lord, I ask you today to reveal that to every human being that's here, that these people here, everybody's here that needs a healing will be healed, and everybody that needs a deliverance will be delivered. And that, Lord, we will see the mighty power that you've given to us be displayed or demonstrated among the people here today as you move by the power of your Spirit and do great and mighty things. Give us revelation and wisdom and understanding and knowledge from the Word of God. And, Lord, we thank you and thank you and thank you and praise you for the privilege to have the revelation to teach your Word, to see you do the mighty things you do for your people. And, Lord, I praise you and thank you that we're going to occupy till you come. And Lord, we're going to teach the mighty things that you've taught me. And Lord, I'm going to expect to see you do greater and mightier things beyond my wildest dreams at this point. Lord, I thank you and praise you for this day. And for all these people that are here today, may you bless them abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, before we start today, as we usually do, who has a testimony, a healing testimony that you'd like to give about what Jesus has done for you and one of the healing skills? Who has a testimony? Anybody have a testimony today that you'd like to give? Nobody has one? Nobody has. Oh, Irene, she's come up here, Irene. She's going to tell us her testimony. Irene has a tremendous testimony both for herself and her son. And she's going to tell them to you today. Praise the Lord.
My son Cody was adopted, and we got him when he was about 3 months old, and he always had problems spitting up his formula. And to me, it seemed like it was excessive. And the doctors just kept saying he had a sensitive stomach. But as he got older and started eating solid foods, it just seemed like very little food stayed down. I could pretty much count on him throwing up at least once a day, a whole meal. And because he was sick, you know, he was cranky and a lot of things. You know, he had leg pain, stomach aches all the time, just a lot of things. And we tried different things, the doctor, enzymes the natural way, and there were some things that curbed that, but he still continued to throw up if he didn't take the medicine. So the first time we went to his healing, to his service right here on a Sunday morning, we were helping stack chairs, my husband and I, and Cody came up to Thurman on his own and just asked him if he would pray for his stomach, not really giving him any detail at all. And Thurman did. I'll be real honest, I did not have a lot of faith, I guess. Now I know I didn't. I thought I did. But I was upset that he had come up by himself, because I wanted to explain to him everything that was wrong with Cody so he could pray right. And I was really sort of flustered. So when we finished helping with the chairs, I asked him to pray for him again. And he said, well, I already prayed for him. And okay. So I left sort of frustrated, because I felt like...
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. And there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is God and Lord of all. And we praise Him and thank Him for the privilege to teach His Word.